Blog Talk Radio.
All right, cool. I'm back in. But, you know, it's some things, man, like with the little prison memes and stuff that's going around. I would like to talk, you know, talk to people, man, about just having a little class about, you know, how we discuss things. Because, honestly, that confuses me. You know, situations like yesterday make me realize that maybe I'm slightly socially confused out here nowadays, because isn't that a form of shaming gay people by trying to, you know, insinuate prison sex? I mean, aren't these dudes that are being, you know, taken advantage of in prison? Is this not,
right,
you know, sexual assault? Is this not things that should be taken seriously? Like, people can openly joke about that. They can make memes. They're not getting flagged by Facebook, Instagram, none of that. They can openly joke about all that.
I'm surprised the gay community hasn't bashed them for it. I jumped on board about it.
If you did that and put a woman on there, say you put one of Harvey Weinstein's victims on there and did that, or insinuated that it's funny. You know, I just think that that's part of the duplicitous nature of this whole movement and what's going on today.
It's ridiculous.
You know, I'm confused. But I'm not. I'm confused, but I'm not, if that makes sense.
You know what the deal is.
I know what the deal is. I know what's going on. I know what's popping. But, you know, I don't know. What's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind is, I might get bashed for this, but somewhere deep down in my heart, I'm almost feeling a little sorry for R. Kelly. I feel sorry for the dude because he was enabled in this, but he's taking the fall all by himself. Those parents are not being reprimanded. It's all R. Kelly. And he didn't do this alone. He had a whole entourage of people enabling him.
Right, right.
Not that it makes what he did justifiable, but still.
Right.
He's taking one for the whole team.
Well, then that leads to another question. Are there going to be more charges coming down for members of this so-called corrupt organization?
There needs to be. And then when I think back, I mean, the part that I really, it's all wrong for an adult male to be involving himself sexually in any way with a minor. But the part that really pisses me off is the part when they said that he urinated on her. It doesn't surprise me that a grown man was dealing with a teenager. I remember being a teenager and having friends in high school that had grown men boyfriends. My friends 16, 17 had boyfriends 25. So this is nothing new.
Right, right.
It's the level that he took it to, like, keeping them locked up in cages and all those things. That's what really makes it unbelievable.
Well, now, the one that was urinated on, we got somebody calling. Let's see who we got. Oh, no, this is Skype. I'm not dealing with Skype. Yeah, we're not fucking with Skype. Somebody calling in on the Skype. We need to call in on the regular number once I put it up. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and put it up.
Yeah, put it up so they can call us, Mike.
Yeah, let me put it up. They calling back. Hold on, you got to call on this one. Give me 1 second. I'm gonna sit back, man. I'm gonna get into this one slow. I'm not gonna rush this one. Here's the number though, and here's the question of the night. I'll go and put it up. Will you still listen to R. Kelly's music?
I will still listen to his music. I mean, I'm not going to just listen to it all day as a tribute. Oh, I'm so sorry that he's in jail, like some people are like doing. But, I mean, if it comes on the radio and it's a jam, I can bop to it.
Right, right, right. Well, it ain't coming on the radio. So when last time you heard an R. Kelly song on the radio?
Well, I mean, but I'm just saying, like, if I go to a club and the DJ plays it, or if I'm at, like, a house party and we play Spotify or something and it comes on in somebody's car and I'm at a red light,
It's not coming on Spotify either.
Oh, they took it off Spotify, too?
R. Kelly off everything. Yo, we got a caller
coming
in. There's
somebody somewhere with a 12-play CD somewhere in their closet, I'm sure.
We got a caller in. Yo, you on the big mic drop. Who we got in the building? Yo, you on the big mic drop? Uh-oh, hold on. Let's see something. What's going on here? Yo, you on the big mic drop? I don't know what happened.
They
he dropped
shy
off.
Tonight, Mike.
Yeah,
they being shy.
Off. Huh?
They being shy.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
The caller is shy.
Caught out said it's still played. Where is it still played?
I
want to
hear it.
I have not
Give
heard
it,
it. I have not heard it. We got Corman Warren in the building. Corman said, there you go. So, nah, man, let's have the discussion, man. I was just looking back through those old interviews with Gayle King, and I was just like, maybe we should kind of approach this from a standpoint of, let's talk about RICO first. I want to talk about what the RICO law is first. And, you know, and I'm going to read it. I'm not a lawyer or anything like that, so I'm not trying to, you know, come at it from that standpoint, but just to have a rudimentary knowledge of it. And to answer the question, I've never listened to R. Kelly music.
Never?
I've never been a fan.
Wow.
Never been
Step
a fan.
In the Name of Love, come on out of wed. You're not going to Step in the Name of Love, Mike?
I've never been a dancer. None of that.
I'm not
a
dancer,
a
but I love him.
Never been a fan. Like,
wow.
I don't know. You know, I wasn't even with the She's Got That Vibe.
That's when I fell in love. That's my very first R. Kelly theme song.
You know he was calling out little girls at the end of that song.
You but he said at the end,
like,
I forget.
Renetta got it. Aaliyah got it. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Poor guy, man. Like, and I'm saying poor guy, not to disparage any victims. But if you look at what R. Kelly's been through in his life and what happened in his life, do you realize, and I don't think many people realize this, but I'm going to read this. I'm going to pull it up on Wikipedia. It's just Wikipedia.
Let me ask you,
go ahead.
While you're doing it, let me ask you this. Because of what he went through, do you think he can do not like an insanity plea, but some type of a mental health plea? Because of what he's been traumatized himself. So can he use that in his defense?
He's a sick guy. I hope he gets help.
Yeah, he's sick.
I think that if anybody could, this is definitely some kind of mental illness playing out. So I don't see why you couldn't really go with the insanity plea. I could deal with insanity over the, you know, the corrupt organization, mafia-style charges, you know, that he got. I mean, this dude could wind up in Supermax.
And I support an insanity plea for him.
Oh, he's insane.
Because I think had he not gone through what he went through, I don't think any man just – everybody that's been a pedophile at some point in their life has had something traumatic happen to them, in my opinion. You're not just born into the world and decide you're going to harm children.
Yeah. And Q said it wouldn't work now because I think you have to, like, plead guilty. And then...
Oh, okay. By reason of insanity.
When you plead. So, you know. But this is on Wikipedia about R. Kelly, man. And I'm going to read this real quick. This talks about his early life. And, you know, take Wikipedia with a grain of salt.
I do.
Robert Sylvester Kelly was born in Chicago, lying in hospital in the Hyde Park neighborhood of Chicago, Illinois, on January 8, 1967. He's the third of four children with an older sister and brother and a younger brother. His mother, Joanne Kelly, was a school teacher and a devout Baptist. She was a refugee from the Caribbean islands of Guadalupe. And the identity of his father, who was absent from Kelly's life, is not known. His family lived in the Ida B. Wells public housing project in Chicago's Bronzeville neighborhood. Kelly's high school music teacher, Lena McGlynn, described his childhood home. It was bare, one table, two chairs. There was no father there. I knew that they had very little. Kelly began singing in the church choir at age 8. He grew up in a house full of women who he said would act differently when his mother and grandparents were not at home. From age 8 to 14, he was sexually abused by an older female family member, his older sister. Explaining why he never told anyone, Kelly wrote in his 2012 biography, Solar Coaster, that he was too afraid and too ashamed. Around age 10, Kelly was also sexually abused by an older man who was a friend of the family. Now, what they don't say on here is that his mother took a $5,000 or $4,000 payout to not prosecute this man after this came public.
That's horrible.
Now, the Wikipedia states that in his autobiography, Kelly described being shot in the shoulder at age 11 by boys who were attempting to steal his bike. Although a family member, a family friend, later stated that Kelly had shot himself while attempting suicide.
I believe the latter.
He described having a girlfriend, Lulu, at the age of 8 in his autobiography and stated that their last play date turned tragic when after fighting with some older children over a play area by the creek, Lulu was pushed into the water and swept downstream by a fast-moving current while she screamed for him. Shortly thereafter, her lifeless body was found downstream. Kelly called Lulu his first musical inspiration. So, I mean, this dude is a tragic figure.
Right.
I mean, total tragic figure, man. And I don't know, man. I don't know.
She probably was his escape from what was going on at home. She probably was his best friend in the whole world.
Yeah. But that's, you know, it's telling. And I'm not going to turn this into a woman bashing thing, you know. But it is telling the amount of control that was lost over that young man's life by not having a father.
Right.
For whatever reason, he didn't have a father.
I wonder if his father is alive, or do they even know who he is? Does he know his father?
He might not even know. The father might not even know he had a child.
That's possible.
Caught out said they wanted him to go down, so he did. Yeah, yeah, because, I mean, after the Gayle King interview, let's talk about RICO first, and then let's talk about the decline of R. Kelly, because it happened in pretty short order. Hold on 1 second. I got to make a run. I'll be right back.
All right.
My bad. I should be better prepared, man. Like, to be honest, talking, get your lips getting the chap and shit. So, you know, you looking crazy. Let me get enough. Why not? Very light show tonight. Very lax show tonight. Very lax show tonight. I'm just glad to see y'all. You know, just glad
to
be here and see y'all. Let's see, man, if we had that caller back on Blog Talk. Yeah, let's see. We got him. Yo, you on a big mic drop?
What it do, what it do, what it do?
Man, what up, Cormac Warren in the building? How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm tired as ever.
Yeah. Me too, man. Good to hear from you, brother. Glad you joined us.
Yeah.
Good to be around to be heard from.
Well, let's go and get started. Let's jump right in. Will you still listen to R. Kelly's music?
Yes. Why wouldn't you?
Listen, you down. This is Say, why wouldn't you?
This is what confused me about people. All right. Everybody knew the tapes existed, right?
Right.
Okay.
No, you know what? Hold on.
Let me go somewhere with this.
Go ahead.
Everybody knew this tape existed. All right?
Right.
Nobody had a problem with Kelly. Nobody had an issue with him. Until the media said, be mad at this man 20 years later. You understand what I'm saying?
I never looked at it like that. That's true. Well,
see,
that's what I was about to say.
This is one of those things. People are programmed. Everybody knew what R. Kelly did and all this, but didn't nobody have no issue with it. And then another thing.
That's right.
How is everybody going to be mad about something that the kids and the parents weren't mad about? How everybody else going to be mad about that?
Right.
It just don't make sense. And then, this is my thing. I believe in fairness. This man has not been treated fair from the beginning. Why this man ain't have no bond? This man is famous. Everybody know who he is. Where he going? You understand what I'm saying? It's people that done did worse that got burned. I know people that done shot folks and was out within hours.
That's true.
It don't make sense.
Right.
Now,
I was about to say, hold on, let me say this before you ask that question.
Okay, go ahead.
I got to say this. A lot of y'all motherfuckers watched that damn tape, too.
Oh, I did. I'm not going to.
A lot of folks watched that damn tape, too.
I ain't going to lie. When that shit came out, I didn't watch it.
Well, you got to think about the
A lot of folks watched it. They were different, but a lot of people watched that tape, man. A lot of people made jokes about it. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people had ill shit to say about that tape, man. A lot of people
that couldn't get their hands on the tape was mad trying to find it.
Shoot, everybody I know had the tape.
Stuff on social, you had to have like the DVD.
That was really before internet was a household utility.
And before it was a porn hook and all this.
Right.
Exactly.
But go ahead. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I just had to say that, man. I had to, you know, do my shaming tactics.
I actually lost my train of thought. But the thing of the matter is, I don't like the fact that everybody gung-ho about this situation. And if you really sit back and look, they said, hey, be mad, and guess what? Everybody got mad. R. Kelly was not an issue with nobody. And then, too, we got to stop doing this. You can't throw away a person's talent. You was a fan then. Why all of a sudden you ain't a fan now? The music is what it is. It fits time and an era. You can't throw away something that didn't have nothing to do with what's going on, period. You liked it then, so all of a sudden you change and tell me you don't like it now? Get the hell out of here. Man, people being fake.
Yo, we got my nigga called Kojak in the room. First off, blessings to the room. Blessings to you, Jack, man. This is my homeboy, Kojak, man, Travis. Yo, Travis says that man is fighting for his soul. Yeah, absolutely, man. He's a tormented soul. He's a tormented soul.
And as black people, we are not making it any better. I know that this is about child abuse and not about race, but what I have noticed is everybody bashing him seems to be African-American. I'm not seeing as many white people covering the R. Kelly case in the media, making memes and making fun of him. It's all of us doing it.
Yes. Ronnie, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I was not getting ready to do this. I told you I wasn't finna make this. I wasn't finna put my foot on nobody's neck this show. But when you said that, I had to go to this article I was looking at earlier today. Talks about how the black women around R. Kelly's case feel about his conviction. This is the New York Times. The case could represent a turning point for the Me Too movement, which some felt had centered on crimes against white women. This is the headline and the tagline. Already inflammatory, in my opinion, because I thought the Me Too movement was started by that thing. that girl. Oh, what's her name, man? That lady. KRS-One's little sister. Tarana Burks. Yeah, Tarana Burks.
I never knew who started the movement. I just knew a lot of people jumped on board.
That's a black woman that was talking about black men. So I don't understand how this is centered against crimes against white women. See, what they're doing is telling on themselves with that tagline, because when Bill Cosby was the original target of the Me Too movement.
Right.
R. Kelly is the fall guy for the Me Too movement at this point in time. But the Me Too movement is always centered around black women because it was started by a black woman.
Wow.
What are your thoughts on that?
I don't know what to say about that. I didn't realize that it was a black woman that started Me Too. I knew a lot of black women that jumped on board, but if a black woman started Me Too, it seems like white women took it from her. The agenda now belongs to them.
The agenda always belongs to them.
They do it to every movement.
White woman's agenda. The agenda is feminist. Exactly.
As black women, I don't know why we always have to take the lead for white people. We always have to get our face out there and be the poster children. Mm-hmm. We don't get the credit for it.
No. In this particular instance, we'll start something and other people take it and make it their own.
Right.
And that's the part I don't like. But the question we should be really asking, though, for real, this is something I've been looking at. At the end of the day, who did R. Kelly piss off? So that's the actual question that needs to be asked.
Yeah, because nobody cared about Aaliyah until years after her death. Nobody cared enough about that situation then, if she was being abused.
And I feel like if her mother and father really think that R. Kelly was speaking up and saying, listen, my daughter is an example of what he has done in the past. I mean, that's kind of makes me think, just like, I don't know.
Nah, what happened is 2 weeks ago they started streaming her stuff. I guess since they know he might not be able to profit off of it at this point in time, because he wrote a lot of that earlier stuff.
Right, he did, and produced the music.
Yes. So Kojak says, when the industry done with you, they're done. That man was coming for his royalties, and all of a sudden, bam, here goes all those cases shaking my head.
I didn't think about it like that. Oh, now it makes sense. Okay.
Right. Caught out
that's
there.
Kind
of all those
the same thing. The same thing
that's
that happened
right.
to Prince.
Right.
Michael Jackson as well.
Because I didn't want to just give y'all that and then not say anything. But this is by Troy Clawson. So this is by a man. Keep that in mind while you're listening to it, while I'm reading. The woman was taking a nap when her phone began buzzing and buzzing and buzzing. A verdict had been reached in the trial of R. Kelly, one of the biggest names in R&B music. 2 weeks earlier, the woman had testified under the pseudonym Angela at Mr. Kelly's trial, telling jurors that the singer began sexually abusing her when she was underage. Her accusations were not part of any charges of which Mr. Kelly was convicted. But 30 years after Mr. Kelly began abusing her, her testimony helped convict him. This sounds almost like the Bill Cosby playbook.
Exactly.
This sounds almost like the Bill Cosby trial playbook, where they basically brought in other people, because I heard Aaliyah came up in this trial. Aaliyah has been dead. Justice was never served for Aaliyah.
They've been using this same playbook. Pay attention to what they tried to do with Tiny and T.I. It was strictly accusations, and it has been proven to be just that, accusations. But see, they run your name.
Right.
You got to look at how they really mess you up. First thing we got to do is destroy your character. And then we can destroy your legacy.
Well, a lot of times they let but when you're a hip-hopper or when you're an R&B artist, I'm going to be honest, Carmen, they don't have to destroy your character because they let you destroy your own character through your music.
And give you enough rope to hang yourself.
They let
you
actually destroy your own character. That's why I tell a lot of these rappers, man, and these guys out here that's trying to make these reputations off of saying all this crazy shit on wax and on video, they need to think about that, because this is the
right.
I totally agree with
your
you.
Videos in court,
what?
Being your character witness against yourself.
Word for
that's
word.
A fact.
Word for word.
Not to get off subject, but I've never seen R. Kelly as like a hard man. I feel like he'll commit suicide. If not, he'll be killed. I just don't see him making it through this alive. He just don't seem strong enough to me.
I don't know, man. I've heard so many different opinions on what's going to happen to him. People are saying he's going to be taken care of in prison. He'll be singing for folks, you know. But at this point in time, we don't even know how long he's going to prison.
Probably.
We don't even know if he's going to prison.
He's going to prison.
Okay, explain to me though. I still want to understand this. Why wasn't that man given a bail?
They said he's a flight risk.
How? Like the man said, everybody
knows his face. Hundreds of millions of dollars. You think he's going to stick around and catch that? Those cases? He was a flight risk.
Okay, first thing they thinking.
Two, if I was worth $100
million, you know good
and
well,
and
he wasn't going nowhere without a monitor, device, and everything else.
How can he get out of the country, Mike? Everybody knows R. Kelly. You think people would have helped him out?
Anybody can disappear now. I can't say that. Anybody can disappear if you want to disappear.
Everybody doesn't know R. Kelly.
Enough people knows him, especially now. Maybe not before all of this, but enough people know who he is now for him to have a hell of a hard time trying to flee.
I'm going to be honest.
No, you're looking at it from a black lens.
They don't want to abuse their children. That's what that is. They don't want them abusing their women and children, so they wouldn't let them in on behalf of that. But it's places in the world that's remote enough that with the right type of money, you can make it there. He might not.
Right, but how would he get out of the United States? It would have been hard.
Hey, check it out. Here goes Brenda Ball.
This is the issue I have with this whole situation.
Let me read the comment real quick. So they'll offer him and then call it suicide. He'll make money off of Leah because he owns her masters.
I believe they would off him, Brenda. I agree. That would not surprise me.
Yeah. Go ahead, Carmen. Go ahead what you were saying.
Issues like this, the time you're dealing with an issue talking about a woman being done wrong, right? This is the way I look at this. If you did something wrong to a woman, touched her wrong, sexually assaulted her, raped her, whatever, I don't care what amount of money or whatever you can give her, you ain't going to be able to shut her up. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh.
Not a woman that's really been hurt for real. Not for real.
Right.
All right. And I say that because I look at, if you ain't got no police report with this and made a case of this when it happened, I don't believe you. You understand what I'm saying? Because that go back to what I just said. If you really hurt a woman or something, she's going to make it her business to get vindication for what you've done to her. You understand what I'm saying? You can't, and then the parents, brothers,
barely.
Huh? Say that again. I didn't hear.
Not necessarily. Her heart, if she didn't pay us, she could have rectified the situation, and they could have gotten back together and made it better.
Okay,
Sometimes
but that's
women don't
one case. How many women are saying he did something to them?
It's a lot of them.
You mean to tell me out of all these women, you saying he did this and you did that, and nobody ain't got no police report from right then when it happened or nothing? Man, get out of here.
Well, they were being paid. You got to keep in mind that those women were being
paid. It don't matter. That's the point.
If you get paid, that's what was going on.
That's why a lot of this doesn't make sense with these women coming and saying surviving R. Kelly. Their parents were getting money.
Yeah, you can't double back after you receive payment and then, you know, but now you can, obviously. Obviously, this is the legal system
if you really want to look at it, a lot of people don't realize what Bill Cosby was actually charged with. They think it was rape. It was not.
No, it wasn't. It was sexual assault, which is he was fondling and groping folks.
But what got me with that situation?
Allegedly, and he's been acquitted of that.
It wasn't even supposed to be a case. The prosecutor said he did a legal document say he would not go after this. They had a non-disclosure agreement. She got the money, and after the money got low, she coming back on it. I mean, it just was a big mess. How this even went to court in the first place is beyond me. And then I'm gonna tell you what needs to be changed. The law needs to be changed for everybody that make allegations against somebody for rape and all that. If it's not true, you need to be charged. Period. All that'll stop then.
Well, I'm sure it's charges that people can file. They just never file them. You can file slander and libel. I think, you know, depends on how it comes off, if it was written or whatnot.
a lot of people probably don't do that because it's probably some truth to what they did that they don't want to come out. So when they get away with it scot-free, they just leave it alone altogether. I think that's what happens.
But you can still sue.
Because sometimes a lot of what's said, is most of it is not true, but there's a small amount of truth to most allegations that come up against people most of the time.
Yeah, yeah. Thomas Packer in the building. What up, Packer? Packer back for the second week in a row. What's that? What's that? Say, Brina Ball, exactly. The kids didn't get the money. The parents did. Charge them. Oh, yeah, man.
That's
it's a bunch of parenting mishaps going on with this whole situation, man. Starting with
yes,
R. Kelly's
indeed.
Mama taking that $5,000 from that man. I don't care how poor you were. You don't sell your children. She's supposed to be out there selling herself, if that's the case. You that poor.
Is she deceased,
you know,
Mike, or is she still alive?
She's deceased. But as a mother,
okay.
Before you sell your son to a man for $5,000, you supposed to sell yourself. But she was stuck
exactly.
up in the church trying to be religious.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? I ain't going to talk that type of game tonight, though, man. I ain't going to talk that
yeah.
type of game tonight.
We don't want to open up a whole channel.
We ain't
going to
go there, man. I ain't going to blow up on the pimping tonight. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. But that's how.
But
that
a lot of people might get mad. But deep in my heart, I kind of feel sorry for R. Kelly. I'm sorry. I could be wrong. But I have some kind of a soft spot for what's going on and how he's been treated. He was wrong, true enough, but still.
He's a victim. He was a victim first. Then he became a victimizer.
Hurt people, they say.
All the time. If you go back in all of those serial killers and all those weird motherfuckers and go back in their past.
Right.
All types
something
of crazy shit is happening to them. You know? So, hey, I get it, man. I understand.
And it couldn't have been as bad as the girls were saying they were treated because two of them were his, like, sister wives. And even after he had went to jail, they were still supporting him and visiting him. Then all of a sudden, when the media got involved, they hated him.
Well, my cousin in here eating. I'm not going to show y'all what one of them girls was saying that R. Kelly was making them do. While they sitting on Gary. Yeah, cuz eating, man. We finna make some turnip greens after this. She's getting ready to show me how to make turnip greens. This is my big cousin.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, yeah. I actually got the Instagram post, cuz. I'm actually gonna play this lady, man. And she was one of the ones that helped get him down, man. That was the Azriel, the young lady Azriel. Well,
oh, okay.
let's talk about Azriel, Miss Azriel, what she was saying happened to her. It was horrible. It's totally gross.
But
let's
talk
about it.
Wasn't she one of the ones that remained loyal to the end?
Loyal to the end. Friend to the end, like Chucky.
This morning in an exclusive interview.
Until they kill you. I'm your friend to the end, till I kill you. Yeah, man. Let's see here. Former girlfriend, Azriel. So let's just go, because she's with
Gail.
Let me go ahead and put this across here, too, man. This is going to be for fair use tonight. You know, ain't trying to pay Gail. Don't nobody really want to see Gail, but here she is.
We are hearing from Azriel Clary, one of the R. Kelly survivors who testified against him in court. Now, on Monday, as you know, Kelly was found guilty on federal racketeering and sex trafficking charges. He could face life in prison. Now, this is not the first time that we spoke with Azriel Clary. We also talked to her back in 2019 in a very different interview. She was still living with R. Kelly and another woman, Joycelyn Savage, at the time. Now, they both defended Kelly and said they were his girlfriends. Here is part of that interview.
What is your relationship, both of you, with R. Kelly?
We're with him. That's our relationship.
We're with him.
You know, that's what it is. And we're in a relationship with him.
Right.
Just say.
A very strong relationship. They said both women claimed Kelly was not abusive, and we should note that R. Kelly was nearby and made his presence known to the women during that interview, although we did not know that he was still in the room. We were told that he had left. We sat down with Azriel Clary yesterday, more than 2 years later. She says our conversation back then was a turning point for her.
And I look back at the interview that we did originally, and I'm wondering how you go from that young woman who was very clear, and I have no judgment here, I'm just trying to understand the process, it was consensual, she was in love with him, she felt he cared about her, to making the decision to take the stand against him.
I feel like that interview was a blessing because, you know, like I said, you know, for 5 years, since I was 17, I didn't have any relationships with any other woman except for women that he had been intimate with. And so when I did that interview with you, I instantly regretted immediately how I reacted. And
you did? You regretted it?
I did. And I don't know, something about just watching you be very casual and calm and collected, and it just reminded me of me. I was like, wait a minute. I used to be that poised. I used to be that calm. You know, what happened to that girl? Where did she go?
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, after that interview, when we went back to Trump Towers, I knew that he knew that by seeing you, it had shifted something in me.
Really? Mm-hmm. Shifted to what?
It kind of made me kind of wake up in a sense and realize, why am I acting like this? Why am I putting myself through all of this misery? Why am I exploiting myself for a man who has me in this position in the first place, you know? And I really had to come to terms and, you know, realize that it wasn't love. It, you know, love doesn't hurt, you know?
All right. So keep that in mind. That's when she realized love didn't hurt. Okay?
Hmm.
That's when she realized love didn't hurt. She
like
didn't realize,
you said, when the media got involved.
Right. She didn't realize love didn't hurt when Kelly apparently made her do this.
All I got to say on that is, really, man, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Really?
Hey, hold on.
He has a video of me. He made me do this video, actually, of me doing a number two in the cup and then cleaning it out of the cup. Done. It's over.
You may not even make it to trial. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. I really did love you. And you lied to me, and you used me, and you played me. Let it go one more time for those who didn't hear. This is Azriel Clary right here. One more time. If you're just joining us. This is Instagram.
Yes. Yeah. He has a video of me.
Hold on.
He made me do this video, actually. Of
there
me.
We go. There we go.
Yeah.
It still ain't
he
doing
has
it.
A video.
All right, never mind. Y'all heard it. It must not be meant for us to hear this anymore.
Wow.
But all of this, after being forced to eat feces, Gail made you realize it wasn't love?
You should have realized
seeing
that.
Seeing how poised Gail
face.
Was made you realize it wasn't love. You know, a lot of people, man, do things they're ashamed of. You know what I'm saying?
But they take it to their grave. That's something I would have never mentioned publicly. If I ate feces out of a cup, I would have took that to my grave, and R. Kelly would have had to have taken it to his grave. I would never repeat that.
That would have been my damn grave. What are you talking about? Yo, we got 850 in the building. Who we got on the big mic drop?
Yo, yo.
What up?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Bone, bro.
Bone, what up? What's poppin', man? I ain't know you from no 850. What's poppin', man? We got Bone in the building. Let me see if my applause works.
No.
This is still ain't came on. What's happening, homie?
Nothing much, bro. I was just listening to you. I was sitting at the bar, you know, having a good time, trying to watch some football, and I seen something interesting on my phone. You and young lady talking about this whole situation that's going with Aurora Kelly. Man,
yeah,
it's kind
yeah,
of crazy,
absolutely.
Bro.
It's kind of crazy. It's real crazy. I mean, I knew that he would go to jail for doing something to somebody, but the way they packaged this whole thing has a real
yeah.
shady undertone to me, man. Like, RICO charges, like the same shit John Gotti got from it. Like, really?
Okay. I feel you on that. And it's like, sorry if everything I'm standing outside, so y'all might hear a lot of noise.
No, it's
but,
not good,
yeah,
man. Hey,
like,
look, this is a real casual show tonight. Go ahead.
like, I really understand, first off, for all your viewers, just to let them know, there is no kind of way that things being done to women, white, black, green, yellow, purple, blue, whatever, that this shit is acceptable. But my thing is, right, like, if you grew up in the time that we grew up, like, the way that women were looked at was kind of subjective to a man's desire. And if you look at how women are portraying themselves now, it's like fast money is good money, and it's on their terms, so therefore that is acceptable. Like, the things that made them looked at as being a whore or a tramp back in the day, showing your butt, dancing around on camera, nowadays it's just a fun way to make money or a good income, and they're grabbing the bag. Now, that has nothing to do with R. Kelly, but I just wanted to put that out there, because we have to totally admit how society and change their views. When we get into R. Kelly, in my eyes, it's looked at like we ain't had a lot of powerful years and years of the industry. Powerful white men have been broken down for crimes as such. But we really haven't had, except the little, Michael Jackson touched a little kid shit, we've really never had a black man been put on for, yo, y'all just as bad as we are. And now it's being so portrayed as, like, him being this, oh, he did all these, yo, this shit been going on, like, since the 40s with entertainment in general. There's been black men and black women and Asian men and Asian women and Mexican that said that white men have done just as such to them, or to the extreme of it. But now it's headlines, because it's the first black man that's ever been condemned for what he was doing. And I was trying to be jokingly with the little comments that I was putting on, but it was the truth. He has said he was the Pied Piper. If y'all don't know what the Pied Piper did, he went to a town and grabbed a little kid and took him off into the woods, and they disappeared. Right. He said he was the Pied Piper. Y'all know what he was doing. He was fucking with Aaliyah. We all knew what age he was. She was. Like, it was happening. Michael Jackson was doing things that, if you look at, was like, I understand you love children, but you might not have had one sleeping in your bed that's not related to you. So we've seen
Let me stop you on the Michael Jackson thing. Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have that view because you had a childhood? Did you ever look from that man's perspective that he did not have a childhood? You only do the stuff that you know because of your environment and what you grew up around. You only know that. Look, you can look at that interview he did with Ed Bradley. When Michael Jackson, he said, you let kids sleep in your bedroom. And Michael Jackson was like, yeah. You can tell by the way that man was saying, by the way that man said that. He didn't realize that society look at that as you are a creep. You understand what I'm saying? This man was totally innocent with what he... And he, now, bro, I'll tell you what he was guilty of.
Okay, just give me just a second. I'm gonna touch on what you're saying. I totally agree with what you're saying as a person. But this is my true believing, and Mike know me. He's been knowing me for years.
Absolutely.
You can be a product of your environment. Everybody is. But it's what you do with that product. So, yes, Michael Jackson did. Like, I didn't have a real good childhood, but my childhood stopped at, like, 15. Mike's shit stopped at Michael Jackson stopped at when he was, like, 8 or 9. So, yeah, I can understand him having a mentality of, this is what I'm used to, this is what I know, and keeping it on with his life. But being an adult and what we call progressing in age and progressing in knowledge, you have to know that I can't do the same thing, even though that's what I know. Like, if I knew that my dad was beating my mom and that's all I knew, that doesn't give me the right to beat my wife just because that's all I know. You have to do something with the product that your environment gave you. So, yes, I do agree with what you're saying about when it comes to Mike, but this whole other thing with R. Kelly is totally different. I'm thinking more so of, like, this man was aggressive with his career.
Let's not interchange the two. That's what I'm saying.
Let's
different
get back
cases.
On the R. Kelly situation.
Yeah, this
now,
is like,
that's the
we're talking about
the whole R. Kelly.
We're talking about the theory. We're talking about a man that's gone down with the same charges that they're John Gotti or Paul Castellano or, you know what I'm saying, one of these monsters.
Right.
Attached.
The real.
Don't y'all think that's kind of odd, too?
Mike.
He's supposed to be charged with sexual stuff.
Yes. So that's what I was gonna ask, Mike. Mike, I know you doing your podcast and everything. Have you done the research to find out how the charges that they had with him and the sexual assaults and all of that, how that ties to racketeering? Because I haven't been following the story like that. I just jumped on this.
I really
want to know why and how are they tied together.
I actually have, and we're going to go into it. We just got off on the conversational path before I was able to bring it up, but I actually do have what Racketeering Influence Corrupt Organization Act is. So let's talk about it. Go on and say what you're going to say, Ronnie, and then we're going to get into it.
I was just going to say that the sex trafficking part is what made the case eligible for RICO laws.
Right, right.
Sex trafficking.
Right.
That's what made it eligible for that.
But how is it trafficking?
With taking across the border thing?
When you have willing participants, when you have women
like these. Thank you. That's what I've been saying the whole time. Everybody was willing.
Because they can't be willing if they're a minor. That's why in the future the parents have to be brought up on charge. If they are a minor, they cannot be willing participants. Because as a minor, you can't make those types of decisions. That's why the parents are going to be sitting right there telling when he's sentenced.
Okay, so Miss, question: the lady that y'all just the lady.
If a 13-year-old likes sex with a 20-year-old because it feels good, even though she was consensual, she can't be a willing participant because she's not old enough.
Right.
So even though they was with R. Kelly, they can't make those type of decisions whether they want to or not.
A 17-year-old in most states can.
I thought it was like the Cinderella law, like long as you was like 3 years or something and with a person, like it could be considered willing. Like if you
if you was
dating a girl and you was 17 and she was 15 and you were 17, then you turn 18. She turns 16 and you still keep your relationship. Does that make you an actual predator?
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't make you a predator in real life, but by law it does. On paper, you are a predator.
I mean, we're talking about law. We're talking about law, yeah. So that one,
but let's
bring it back in. Let me go ahead and just bring the crowd in and let them know what RICO is. Just in case people don't really know what we're talking about out here. So let me go on and get into it real quick, and then we'll finish the conversation. So y'all both stick with us, okay? I like where we're going
with.
Yes, sir. All right, so this is NOLO.com. It's the legal encyclopedia. So Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organization Act, RICO. Passed in 1970, the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organization Act was designed to combat organized crime and All right. Got you on mute for a minute, man. Let me finish this. Passed in 1970, the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act, RICO, is a federal law designed to combat organized crime in the United States. It allows prosecution and civil penalties for racketeering activities performed as part of an ongoing criminal enterprise. Such activity may include illegal gambling, bribery, kidnapping, murder, money laundering, counterfeiting, embezzlement, drug trafficking, slavery, and a host of other unsavory business practices. Now, this is what I'm saying, and I'm bringing you back on, Bone. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, my bad. I'm sorry about
that. How was this a business for R. Kelly?
Because he was providing sexual pleasures to his friends as well, Mike.
Well, so he was a
pimp? I'm sure his entourage was having sex with those girls, too.
But
I feel that he was in a certain aspect of the word. I could be wrong. I don't have the proof.
Why is anybody else being charged besides R. Kelly then?
And also, how is money being generated off of this? RICO is usually for business practices.
That's true. That's
like
true.
If I'm a human trafficker and I'm pimping chicks on the state line, shit like that, not even pimping trafficking.
Exactly. That's what I was getting under. When you read them off, that's what I was saying, because you said it had to be money involved, right?
Hey, fellas, we got 90 seconds left.
Hello?
Bone, go first. We're going to go ahead and clear out. We got 90 seconds left on this one.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Am I back on? Okay. So,
First of all,
I wanted to say, I appreciate you putting this platform together because it gives a lot of people to get their opinion. Second of all, what's going on with this, I totally agree with Miss Letty was saying and what you were saying, that there is a certain, why isn't other people being charged? Why haven't they seen what finances, what bank statements that say that he was actually making money off of this that puts him into that whole category of the RICO? And I'm going to let that go
right.
With that. And Mike, I'm going to DM you my number, bro, so we can talk.
All right, thank y'all for having me on.
Blessings
to you, man. Yeah, hit me up. Cormac, go ahead, man. We got about 20 seconds, bro.
Well, I'm just saying, it sounds kind of funny. The whole story is just crazy to me. To say this man did this and did that, and he the only one that's being charged, and you trying to throw RICO charges, man, get out of here.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
We're going to finish chopping it up about RICO and kind of going to the legal aspect of it. So stay with us, bro.
All right, for you.
All right, man.
Well, Mike, does it have to be money exchange? Could it be favors? Because he was promised them deals and everything else.
A business.
He was promised to keep a record deal.
But let's look. But you have to have somebody that received a favor.
He might have was giving them studio time. I don't know what the case was. I'm making this up as I go along.
Check it out.
Why allegedly.
Well, this is it. We're going to put it your own game. To convict a defendant under RICO, the government must prove that the defendant engaged in two or more instances of racketeering activity and that the defendant directly invested in, maintained an interest in, or participated in a criminal enterprise affecting interstate and foreign commerce. The law has been used to prosecute members of the Mafia, the Hells Angel, Motorcycle Gang, and Operation Rescue, an anti-abortion group, among many others.
I don't know.
So let's go into a detailed definition. This is a 1961 definition. Racketeering activity means any act or threat involving murder, kidnapping, gambling, arson, robbery, extortion, which he did engage in extortion, and I'm sure bribery, dealing in obscene matter, child pornography, or dealing in controlled substance or illicit chemical, which is chargeable under state law and punishable by imprisonment for more than 1 year. Any act which is indictable under any of the following provisions of Title 18, United States Code, Section 201, relating to bribery, Section 224, relating to sports bribery, Sections 471, 472, and 473, relating to counterfeiting, Section 659, relating to theft from interstate shipment. If the act is indictable under Section 659, if the act indictable under Section 659 is felonious, Section 664 relating to embezzlement from pension and welfare funds. It just continues to go on and on and on. This is like the longest shit ever. But
well,
check
Mike,
it out. Go to Nolo.com and look up Rico, and you'll see exactly what how they were able to craft the case. But I'm still interested to know the business aspect of it. How was he making money
right.
off of what he was doing?
Well, with the anti-abortion laws, if they was able to swing this RICO to make bring charges against them, I'm curious as to how they did it in that instance as well. Because what does anti-abortion have to do with racketeering or any of these other things?
It depends on
so they
how
make
they
these laws
the
work. Right. They make these laws work to their advantage, how they want to make them work against
right.
certain people or certain groups of people.
Right. Right. I mean, this is something definitely interesting to talk about, man, and think about. You know, I'm
right.
glad I didn't really have to get to the Gayle King. We've all seen the Surviving R. Kelly shows. I think it'd be
yeah.
kind of cliche to run clips of that. You know what I'm saying? I
right,
don't want to run
right,
a clip
right.
of a girl talking about she ate feces because I think that's just totally ridiculous. And you
and
know,
I think she should have kept that shit to herself.
Yeah, literally.
Pun intended.
Pun intended.
That
you
was a pun intended.
And see, y'all got freaky and watched Two Girls, One Cup, and now y'all want to reenact that shit? Man, please.
Well, where was the sister's wife at when this was taking place? She ain't came forward and said she probably had to do it too, but she had sent up to keep that to herself.
That girl,
I'm
that girl
sure whatever he made one
do,
he made the other do.
Hey, man. I know when R. Kelly went on there, man. R. Kelly, me and Amber always do this, man. My thing, when I first saw that interview with him and Gayle, I'm like, yo, he shouldn't
he said,
have
said, oh, child.
How to call nobody. Like, he like that. Say, I'm tying folks up. Like, what kind of fool behind mess is that, girl? No, I don't do nothing. Tying nobody.
But he said, I'm an older man who love all women.
Yeah, I need all y'all. Yeah, come on, man. Come on, man.
He's an older man. He love all women.
I know he do. But, man, I appreciate you for coming, man. We coming up on the hour, man. This has been a...
Yes, we are.
This has been an interesting conversation tonight. I'm going to be back in the saddle
yeah.
next week. Next week, I'm back in the
Sounds
saddle.
Good.
We coming with shit maybe every day. I don't know.
Sounds like a plan.
I don't know. What's your last thoughts, Ronnie, before we get up out of here?
My last thoughts, I hope, I don't know if the death penalty is on the table. I'm sure at least life is probably what they're trying to give him. I just hope that he gets that he's treated fairly. I don't know that I would want to see him put to death. I don't even know that I would want to see him have life for this because he shouldn't take the fall alone.
Not if it's gonna be
I don't think what he's done, life justifies, is punishable by life. I don't think so. Now, if they said 20 years, 25 years, he's not going to do all 25, I'm sure. But I would think that would be fair,
right.
in my opinion.
Right.
What do you think? What do you think is a fair punishment?
I think, I'm going to be honest, I think 10 years.
10 years. And I wanted to say that, but I didn't want people to bash me and say 10
years
is a slap on the wrist.
But now they're saying life and decades and all that. But here's in all fairness, we haven't read the transcripts of the case.
Right, right.
So I do want to, you know, read the transcripts of the proceeding before I really say what it is. And he has these charges pending other places as well. I think he has to go to Chicago and Minnesota to face similar charges. So,
right.
I mean, Kells could still be gone 30 years just off the fact that he's getting 10 years for these different ones. Richard Whopper says
right.
10 to 15 sounds right. What's up, Richard?
Right.
Yo,
but
we got
taking away everything that he has is enough punishment for me, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's go. You know something, man? We got the fam coming in here, man. We're still pretty heavy in the chat room. You know what I'm saying? Let's, you know, what do y'all think out there, man? You know, we don't have the phone lines open anymore, so that's kind of why I was shutting everything down. But let me know
right.
in the
just
comments.
Get in the comments, y'all.
What y'all think. Y'all hit the comments and let us know what y'all think. Let's see what else
so, Mike,
we got.
The fact that they've taken everything away from him as far as his royalties, as far as his music, don't you think that's a punishment enough in addition to 10 years? I don't think he needs to do more. I really don't.
No. I mean, if he's gonna be poor, he's going to die a pauper.
That's enough suffering.
That's enough suffering.
Right. That's enough suffering, yeah.
Yeah. He should have told him he had affluenza like that white boy in Texas told him. Hey, he's the motherfucker going to kill like three people and drinking and driving. And he said, I got affluenza. I'm rich. I'm psycho. You know what I'm saying? So Brenda Ball says he needs rehabilitation. Yes,
that's
but unfortunately, the prison system in the United States doesn't rehabilitate. The prison system is something that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about that. Because
yeah,
I heard them on the reel talking about that. I'll get into that little motherfucker later. Cheryl Bradley said the parents need life. Absolutely.
That's who need to be punished, yeah.
Absolutely.
Because you're responsible for these kids. Why would you put them in that type of situation? You're supposed to be protecting your kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I wonder if they put these parents on the stand is my question in court.
Mm-mm.
Did they bring these parents into the court to testify?
They ain't put nothing but people on the stand that could put R. Kelly down.
And the parents couldn't come forward without implicating themselves probably anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad situation.
Yeah, let's look at this. Just some other things. I've seen matter. The procurement of citizenship or nationalization unlawfully. So, good question. Why aren't a lot of illegal immigrants being charged under RICO predicates? Relating to tampering with witness, victim, or informant. Now, I think he got him on that as well. Relating to peonage, slavery, or trafficking in persons. The United States should be charged with that retroactively around this bitch.
I'm telling you.
Can we get a RICO case against the United States? How does that work?
It'll never happen, Mike. We won't see it in this lifetime.
Oh, right. Yeah. I'll be honest, man. By the time another 100 years, nobody will give a fuck about a RICO or anything that's related to this.
Mm-mm.
I'm talking about the United States, not R. Kelly.
I wonder if we wrote R. Kelly a letter from the show if he would respond.
I wouldn't know what to say. I don't think he can read either. I think he's illiterate.
I know he. At one point they say he was not the best reader, but after all the money he's, you know, Fantasia couldn't read at one point, but she educated.
No, they say he's still illiterate.
I hope he did the same thing.
No, actually, I'm going to show you something. This is something I'm going to show you. I am going to go back in the R. Kelly archives because this was an interesting one. This was about the child support.
Just 24 hours after his explosive interview aired here on CBS this morning, court officers in Chicago arrested him yesterday after hearing...
I want y'all to hear this, though. Do y'all hear?
Authorities say that Kelly will stay in jail.
Yeah.
Until he comes up with more than 160.
Check that out, how it starts.
24 hours after his explosive interview aired here on CBS this morning, court officers.
Let me play that back one more time.
Just 24 hours after his explosive interview aired here on CBS this morning, court officers in Chicago arrested him yesterday after hearing over unpaid child.
24 hours.
Authorities say that Kelly will stay in jail until he comes up with more than $161,000. That he owes his three children. This morning, in a portion of the interview that you haven't heard, we actually talked to R. Kelly for over 80 minutes. The R&B singer says he has little money left. Your income, it was reported that your income was very high. Hundreds of millions of dollars, we'll say that, because I don't want to get hung up on
that. That's one more while I wish that was true.
And yet, when you were in jail last week, the bond was $100,000. Mm-hmm. And that R. Kelly couldn't even afford to get himself out of jail. That a friend had to come and bail you out of jail. What is your financial situation, if you don't mind saying?
Here's the thing. So many people have been stealing my money. People was connected to my account. I went by myself for the first to Bank of America. Didn't know what I was doing. Didn't know what the hell was going on.
When did you do that? First time by yourself? Three weeks ago was the first time you went to Bank of America
By myself. Because I was so tired of not knowing where my money was, where my publisher is.
Isn't that on you?
A lot of it's on me.
That you didn't know where your money is?
A lot of it's on me.
And people...
Hey. Not to disparage R. Kelly. Yes, I am. Ask yourself, does this seem like somebody that's smart enough to run a criminal organization?
No.
A criminal organization? No, we're talking about mafia style charges here. The man who went to Bank of America.
Arquette is a big kid.
For the first time 3 weeks ago. But check it out. Keep on going. But I thought it was interesting that after 24 hours after being in front of her, he was arrested.
Well, you know this Oprah best friend.
Because he had to pay so much in settlements. What do you say about that? Lie. According to court documents, Kelly settled 3 lawsuits with women who alleged they were minors when he had sex with them. But Kelly says what really cost him is the people who had access to his bank account, something he found out from a bank teller.
That like $350,000 in the bank. And I told her, look, take that. I'm going to start a new account, and that's the way it is, right? So she said, okay, it's going to take 6 or 7 business days to clear. Does that make sense?
Yeah. The day after the trip to the bank, Kelly was indicted on 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse. He says he was unable to access his bank account to make bail. Now he's back in jail for the separate child support case, something he became emotional about during our interview.
How did I pay child support? How? And my ex-wife is destroying my name, and I can't work. How can I work? How can I get paid? How can I say get my kids? How?
Your ex-wife.
Use your common sense.
Your ex-wife sister abused her, Robert.
13 years. I flew in on a helicopter.
Can somebody?
Man. That's horrible.
Is he crying because he wasn't on his jet, Mike? Is he crying because he didn't fly in on a jet?
I don't know,
because he emphasized, I flew in on a helicopter. What's the emphasis on the helicopter?
That was his worst mistake during that interview. That was the worst mistake anybody could have made was during that interview.
I don't want to laugh at him because the whole situation is not funny, but it's hard for me to tell if this is bad acting or if he's really in a hurt, coming from a hurt place. I can't tell the difference.
I'm going to be honest. You making folks doodle in cups and watching them eat it. It ain't nothing that can hurt you. Like,
so
hey, you ain't worried about
no
damn child support. You're like, nah. Like, I mean, come on, man. If that's what you're doing. You see what I mean? Like, it's a lot to this, and I won't be surprised.
Mike, don't talk about it. Don't say that.
I won't be surprised, and I'll be honest. I tell these people out here, I tell the feminists out here, Don't get your hopes up. Don't get all bigoted and shit like you did with Bill Cosby when y'all thought he was gonna die in prison when he was locked down. Y'all was looking real hurt at the end of June on June 29th. Hey, when that verdict came down and Bill was back out talking about a comedy tour and suing the shit out of y'all. So I'll just be honest. Let's just look back. And let's watch it. Let's walk it down slow as we see developments.
That's right.
Oh, come on. Come on, Q. Come on, man. Callout says Kelly got more music coming.
Hey,
you must
hey,
be talk-
you never can tell. Ain't no telling what's in his archive.
You must be talking about Kelly Clarkson.
But, you know what? R. Kelly might have written enough stuff for other people to come forward and sing his music under a different pen name.
Yeah, that's
true. He has enough connections to do that.
Yeah, that's
true. They say it's what Shakespeare did, so hey, you never know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm kind of shocked he tried to use the Kelly Price disappearance as a ruse to kind of, you know, disappear in the media for them days when that verdict came out, because I think that was what was competing in the news on a news cycle that day. So, man, look. Hey, look at you talking. Don't tell him nothing, Ronnie. All right, man, we're going to see. Put money on what? If R. Kelly got music coming out.
R. Kelly going to have some more music coming out. He might not be the one singing it, but he going to be the one who penned it. Trust me.
I mean, I can see that. I can see that. R. Kelly's song going to be worth a lot of money pretty soon, especially when he not getting it and the white folks start getting it.
And if R. Kelly is able to get out of jail like Bill Cosby did, I don't foresee it happening. But if he is, he'll make money off doing just shows in like Bay Fest and shit like that. Funk Fest, it's still people that support R. Kelly's music and will still go and pay to hear him sing. So he's not going to be piss poor. He won't be a millionaire, but he'll be a thousandaire at least, I'm sure.
Yeah, he'll be opening up for Tucker.
Hey, that's better than nothing. I wish I could open up for some damn bad for Tucker.
He'll be opening up in Tucker at the next mayoral race. So.
You never know.
Man, I appreciate
what's that mayor named Sandy Simpson? What's his name down there in Mobile?
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have R. Kelly.
Oh, Fish Fry, R. Kelly, Tucker, you know.
Watermelon. A little bit of watermelon, maybe.
All that stuff, man. Get them votes up. But, Ronnie, I appreciate you for coming through tonight, man.
Of course, Mike.
Yeah, man, we about to get on these turnips. So we about to get these turnips cooked.
Y'all ain't going to have no turnips without no dumplings, I hope. Y'all got dumplings? She going to teach you how to make dumplings?
You hear? She said she can make them, but
she ain't finna teach them. Hey,
but I'm gonna soak up this game, man, because these are recipes that go down generation after generation. So I'm gonna go and get that, and I might show y'all on YouTube what your boy turned.
Y'all have a good night.
You have a good night too, Ronnie, man. I appreciate everybody for joining us tonight.
All right, Mike.
And we'll see y'all next week. Thank you, Ronnie. Yeah, I appreciate y'all for joining me on the Big Mic Drop, man, having the conversation here. I know we kind of got off the rails, but hopefully you learned something. If not, by Rico, or just, you know, some random shit. But I appreciate y'all for joining, man. Thank y'all. I'll see y'all next Tuesday. Peace. All right. Oh, man, that was fun.
That fool ain't finna get no damn, that fool ain't finna get no IG or nothing. I took all that. So the dude, the other Mike brought, the white boy, who got 10 videos. Yeah, I took all of them down IG. Chick with your business will only grow, you have to change your name, partner. You're a little too slow. Yeah. You have to change the name. You got to grab it. And I got another one for the drop. The Black Supernova Network will be ready next week. So, that's the Roku channel. Yeah, Black Supernova Network. The digital underground railroad, full of resources to get you the free. Yeah, full of resources to get you the free. That's what we're trying to achieve, intellectual freedom. You know, people want to tell you how to think, what to think about what and all that crazy. How much work are you putting in the cup?
Well, now it's a 10.
How many green you got?
I told Mark, I told Mark, I told Mark,
put your
apple, and you ain't got no sugar right now.
I ain't there.
I got some sugar. You do?
I think, yeah.
No, because I got some, that sweet kind, that sweet low kind, but I don't like. Two told me don't never use that no more crying out no green.
It's on honey.
Well, nah, I was reading in this book. That's what the woman say. They called her the green woman, but she put honey in her.
Yeah.
A little honey.
I think I got it.
Don't worry about it.
You
can do that later. I mean, you know,
okay.
It's not a big thing.
Okay. Yeah, now I'm gonna get the green
going. Yeah, so you know, you need to take some back with you or whatever.
I'm in mobile. Matter of fact.
Even though I don't watch them, I'm just
messing with them. Matter of fact, sure. You know, I'll take some money back with you. Uh-oh, that's the thing. I'm dead. Or not, I'm still cool.
I have to get paper with the macaroni and cheese. That's what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, I'm not going to get that up, man. Get that.
Got
a salt
meat.
Yeah. And some, always use a little bacon grease.
Bacon grease, salt meat, and red, crushed red pepper, mm-hmm. and sugar.
Mm-hmm.
How much sugar going on?
But, that's what I told Mark. You put a little in there and see how it tastes. It's not, you know, when you bring the cooking, taste the juice and see if it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
after you eat. So sometimes you buy turmeric greens and dill.
Yeah, turmeric greens get dill.
Yeah, so you have to, you know.
Yeah, the cut is a little bit. I know Granny used to put some sugar in there.
Yeah, I mean, just.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mama used to.
You got to get the touch, though. You don't want to be too sweet either.
Nope. I'll be a therapy
down. I'm recording these for me.
Oh, the dog. Oh,
this green recipe.
Now, you know, Mama used to do a flour paste with her collard greens.
A flour? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. And, I was watching them already. I'm just rinsing them. You do, like, with the collard. That's how Erica, that's the only way she likes collard greens. I know T.M. came down one year and I did it.
Yeah.
But you just take the flour. Sugar and the red pepper, put on the green, but make sure they don't stick, because they will stick.
Right.
Now, you flour taste when I fry corn, too, off the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I know about that, a little bit of flour.
Yeah.
I ain't had no good fried corn in a minute.
I've been doing the hell out of that lately. Yeah.
I told Mom, she said she don't have to watch, man. She don't have all this food going. She's going to be good.
I know what the first thing Gerald said.
What?
When I told him, he said, well, that might work out for you and her too. But what's going to happen with this holiday cooking? Because I'm planning on coming down there Tuesday.
Yeah.
To get some macaroni and cheese. So he said his grandkids are cooking. And they come up, Well, we don't cook macaroni cheese. We don't cook green.
You
gotta
go cook the Mobile. I bet you're a Mobile corn. Oh, you enjoy it making? Yeah. I'm gonna be back up next week, man, because I gotta be in Warner Robins, man. They can see my chief, man, the white guy, man, while I've been down here. So I wanna go pull up on him. Yeah. Man, y'all check back on the Big Mike Drop for more bomb ass recipes. We're gonna let these greens do what they do. I'm gonna show you what the end result looks like. Oh yeah. I won't forget that recipe, huh?
No, because green, I don't
even
think
they're
easy to cook.
No, they're easy. You just got to know just,
yeah.
A method.
Wait, because we've been showing. I don't know how many times Sean has paid me to cook greens and bring them to Lisa, Jerry's past sister, Lisa Williams.
Yeah.
Same way. You know, I can eat on the road. She's stopping me on the road. But see, a lot of times I was just giving them green.
Right.
But I'm like, fuck this. You don't know how much work you put in this shit.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't like it's hard to do. But hell, y'all can cook your own.
You
just
gotta wash it. You gotta wash it clean.
With these, you got to wash.
Yeah, you gotta wash
it. And the mother, you got to cut up.
Right.
So, you know, either way, you damn. If you do it, damn, if you don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Smoke this stick right here. What's going on with you, man? I think my wife's me. But at the same time, it's still your responsibility to govern that shit. And I'll say this. Elijah Muhammad said this to somebody that came to him about having sex, getting pregnant. And she was like, well, she didn't know, you know what I'm saying, this or that. He was like, well, the lights off when you did it.
That's crazy.
Well, the lights off when you did it. Was R. Kelly open with what he was doing? Because that would be the only way you could say he didn't know. I would not want to say he was open. I think he knew he would keep that shit on the low. Why he was extorting folks and paying folks to threaten people and all that, you know. Hey man, you don't want to go to jail, sell more albums, I guess. You keep that money coming. You do a show or something, a tour or something.
He was kind of shopping.
Yeah.
The first time. And told him what to say at the interviews, you know.
That's what he was doing.
Tell them all they did real good, you know. He was a mess.
Yeah, he was doing all type of crazy shit. Folks, man. Like, I wouldn't put him in the same category as Michael Jackson. I think Michael Jackson was truly innocent. I think R. Kelly was doing a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah, like the 32-year-old talking about he had her trapped in the house. If a nigga could trap you in a house at 32, yeah, you need to be trapped. I don't feel no type of way from a 32-year-old woman who talking about she in the house with a bunch of young girls and she involved in that. For real, she involved in that. They doing threesomes and everything else. You know that. So these girls are sleeping with these young girls too. That's just the stuff they not really saying. So that's why they hit them with the racketeering, because it's so broad. And you could say, but I think they're going to have a problem really proving on appeal that he had a business interest in doing that to them. Because he was doing that strictly because, huh? What? Containership. What, like the shipping container? Container ship, what's that? You had to put me up on that. Oh, no, I'm okay. Right. How long you got to do that?
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, you can tell, you know.
Yeah.
They bring them,
the
officer
bring them when they, you know, hit. Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Because they ain't got, because, what, so I'm trying to track it. I'm trying to track it. Go ahead. Okay. Los Angeles, yeah, because that's where they got microchips and all this stuff that's short, that's ass shortage. Right. Yeah. Because Amber actually brought that up the other day, man. But she, you know, she that's what she works in, supply chain for Home Depot. She's a finance director at Home Depot on the supply chain side. So she all into that shit, you know. But she was talking about that with the Costco order, because that's where we've been getting our stuff from the whole quarantine. Like, the whole quarantine, we didn't go for nothing. But she went out and with Costco and that shit, and bought, I had a wall of toiletries. And the store started going there. And most fighting and battling during that shit, and toilet tissue. Yeah, now Costco has it. Yeah, Costco has it to where you can only get one now. You can only get one thing of toilet tissue now. And all paper towels and all that stuff. So
Did you move them keys?
I put them over there.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I ain't moving them.
No, I put them over there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Look out for them. We stuck up in there on the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, some of you